Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Just looking at some data for the 2020 mock draft. So again, it's still early in the mock draft process, but I found some interesting data here from a website called NFL Mock Draft Database. And so they basically rank players by ordering and sort of where they're going. Again, it's not, we don't need precision at this point. We're just trying to get an idea of what the class might look like in terms of profiles. So I went back and I just looked at 2020, and they essentially got the top 10 right, with the exception of a couple of things. They didn't get the tackles right. So they had Tristan Wirfs going to the Giants at 4. I believe that was Andrew Thomas. And then they had Andrew Thomas going to the Browns at 10. That actually turned out to be Jedrick Wills. And then Tristan Wirfs actually went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a trade up at 13. So besides sort of that, the error there, they missed on Arizona, which was Isaiah Simmons. They had a tackle there. They actually had Jedrick Wills there. So that was basically the ordering. Outside of that, their projection, it's basically an aggregator, got everything right. Isaiah Simmons went to the Cardinals at 8, which they had. They had Jedrick Wills. Isaiah Simmons went to the Cardinals at 8. Other than that, they had everything right. So they had Burrow, Chase Young, Okuda, Tua, Justin Herbert, Derek Brown, and C.J. Henderson. Then they basically got two of the tackles just in the different wrong spots. So they had a pretty good idea of where it was going. Again, that's later in the round that they had that information. So, that's something I think we'll have to, we're later in the process, they had all that information, so it's more efficient. So that's this is a decent aggregation in terms of what happened. So, again, early, but I think a couple of notable things. So they have Trevor Lawrence at 1, that is 74% of mocks. Justin Fields at 2, that's 33% of mocks. So there's some significant debate there, it looks like. And I'm guessing some of the stuff for Justin Fields is going to be to Jacksonville, would be my sort of thought, now that Urban Meyer's there, in terms of a guy picking his old players. Although it does look like everything, almost anything recent has actually been Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville. So we'll see there. I don't know exactly how they're getting their mock draft popularity. It's probably some older data when the ordering was shifted, would be my guess. So that would be that. Jamar Chase up at 3, 35%. Zach Wilson's actually at 4 for Atlanta. So we'll have to watch for that. Penei Sewell, 5 to Cincinnati. That would be a slam dunk. Awesome pick for Joe Burrow. Devontae Smith at 6 to Philly. Mika Parsons at 7 to Detroit. Trey Lance, quarterback, 8 to Carolina. Patrick Surtain, the 2nd, 9 to Denver. Caleb Farley, 10. He's a cornerback out of Virginia Tech to the Cowboys. So that's just the top 10 at a glance. I'll just run down some of the quarterback stuff. So Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance on the top 8. So they would qualify as top 10 guys. I think that's notable. I did look at the quarterback there from Alabama, Mac Jones. He actually, in anything recent, has been basically a top 10 guy. He's been like a top 15 guy. That 15 to basically 10 to 20 has really been where he's landed when he's been in these drafts. So that's notable. That's more recent. So I think a lot of this data is from earlier on in the process where he wasn't included. So that's notable there. Kyle Trask as well. He's at 32 in their consensus ranking. So he didn't get matched with the team in the first round. So they do have six guys at or about the first round. And I'm not exactly sure what their matching process is on how they put guys to teams or whatnot, but I think that's interesting. You basically get six guys there. So that's a notable thing we're going to have to watch for. And I will say, just taking a broad temperature of the room, it looks like it's Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and then a pretty big gap. You know, I'm seeing people posting top eights and stuff of rookie drafts, and it does not include Zach Wilson or Trey Lance. So I'll just say, if that's going to be the case, those two guys are going to be target players, especially if that's the back half of the first round. I doubt that happens, but we'll see. And if that is the case, this is Daniel Jones, Josh Allen type situation all over again, for sure. So a Justin Herbert as well. So if that gap opens up, I think we're going to have to close that down. It's going to be a target situation. So that's really the thing there. So that's, there's only one running back. Again, this is long range data, so this hasn't probably updated as much because no Najee Harris. He doesn't even really sniff that. It doesn't look like that. Again, they only show like 40 guys in this. And once we get grinding the mocks data, we'll have a better understanding. It's my understanding that, that grinding the mocks is going to be up and running soon-ish, but it is not running yet. So that, that'll be something we'll look for, and we'll be able to see movement and stuff. So that'll be good. Travis Etienne, 23, to the Jets. So again, he's sort of fringe first round, in that range when you sort of look at his projection. So I think that's notable. The receivers here, again, Ja'Marr Chase up at 3, Devonta Smith at 6, and then Jalen Waddle at 11. When you go down a little bit further, you get Rashad Bateman at 19. That's to Washington. You get Rondell Moore at 21 to the Colts. Colts always draft so well. That'd be just such a lock. Just be such a great pick. Terrence Marshall Jr. out of LSU at 28 to the Ravens. And Chris Olave at 31 to Green Bay. Again, these aren't set in stone orderings or anything, but that's a notable spot there. I think would be one that would actually probably move the needle quite a bit, would be my thoughts on that one. So then at tight end, again, I think it'll be interesting to see where Kyle Pitts falls in. There's a ton of love for him. I get the impression that there's more love for him in the dynasty community than there is in the actual NFL draft. I think maybe that's positionally, but that's just my thought. I see him going, you know, top three or four tight ends and drafts. That's just a bridge too far for me at this point. They have him 15 to the Patriots. I think any early mock draft, it's obligatory that folks put a tight end prospect to the Patriots. So that's a requirement of mock drafting in January. So we'll see how that all turns out. But he is there at 15. And then actually Pat Freiermuth out of Penn State is actually a later first round guy. 25th is his is where he falls on this. So a good chunk of this first round is looking pretty good for particularly super flex drafts. You know, if we get five or six of those guys, and then we get, you know, six or so wide receivers and a couple tight ends, that'd be pretty good in terms of all of this, and a running back or two. I mean, that's probably wishful thinking, but there are at present, again, four top 10 guys. It looks like if you sort of look at the data a little bit closer than how they are actually projecting it, it's like five or six total quarterbacks in the first round. So let's just say five quarterbacks total. You get one running back right now. Again, we'll see if that holds or not. Seven wide receivers is what they have, and two tight ends. So when you look at that, that's 15. Again, I'd give me the under. I'd smash the under on that. But if that were to happen, I mean, that's a really lucrative first round. So there will be opportunity aplenty, and that would look like a really, really good second round of rookie drafts. I think in that case, you're going to get quarterbacks falling in that range. It would just be, it'd be pretty good. So again, pick liquidity, I think, is important in this class because I think you're going to want to be able to move. So that's really the highlight here. Again, we'll get grinding the mock stuff, and maybe we'll have Benjamin Robinson back on to talk about it. That was good when we talked last time. We'll have some more thoughts. And again, NFLMockDraftDatabase.com is where you can find this, and I'll link it in the show notes. All right, until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.